Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
What happens when the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, appears to have lied to Congress? That's what Americans are waking up to this morning. A whistleblower has released an internal email that was dated a day before Attorney General Merrick Garland appeared before Congress in sworn testimony. Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News.
He either didn't know, which is terrible, or he misled the committee when he came in front of us, and we need to have him back, plain and simple.
Jurors weighing charges against Kyle Rittenhouse continue Wednesday for a second day of deliberations in his trial. Last summer, protesters became rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and burned the city where Mr. Rittenhouse's father lives. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Can the federal government take away your rights, all in the spirit of public health?
Dr. Fauci told CBS Sunday morning senior contributor Ted Koppel that there's a misplaced perception about people's rights superseding societal safety. That would be Dr. Fauci's opinion. Robert Kennedy Jr. spoke with Fox's Tucker Carlson. He places a lot more value on freedom.
But we're lucky that there was a whole generation of Americans in 1776 who said it would be better to die than to not have these rights written down. And they gave us that. They gave us that gift of that Bill of Rights.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
While federal officials continue to limit who can receive a coronavirus booster shot, some governors are circumventing that guidance to offer COVID-19 booster shots to anyone over 18. California made the first move on November 9th, instructing health officials to trust patients to decide whether a booster is appropriate. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A whistleblower has released an internal email that was dated a day before Attorney General Merrick Garland appeared before Congress in sworn testimony. The email was released Tuesday by the House Judiciary Committee, Republicans, who said this is the proof that federal counterterrorism was being deployed against concerned parents at school board meetings across the country. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News weighs in.
Well, he either lied to us or he doesn't know. Either one is bad for the country, bad for justice in America. Understand this, Laura, as we speak, at this moment, the FBI is, not maybe, is treating parents as terrorist threats. And the Attorney General came in front of the committee and said just the opposite. And you just played the clip. He says, I cannot imagine any circumstance where we treat parents or we give them the label of domestic terrorists. But in fact, the day before, as you pointed out, the day before, an email gets sent out to agents across this country saying just the opposite. Say, spy on parents, give them this threat tag, categorize, label parents. And when I first read this memo, I thought, this is no different than what the IRS did just a few years ago when they had remember the BOLO list? Be on the lookout for these kind of organizations using these kind of words. And they had a list of American citizens just like the FBI is doing now. So he either didn't know, which is terrible, or he misled the committee when he came in front of us, and we need to have him back, plain and simple.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, how you doing? Hope it's a great day for you. Let's make it so, okay? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And we've got the one and only Rick Manning. Yes, we do, right here, alive and well. Mr. Rick, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm broadcasting live from the lobby of the Willard Hotel, right downtown D.C. So,
well, good.
There's nobody in the Willard Hotel, so it's like a vacant, lot here. But beautiful place.
Well, wonderful for you. I wish I was there with you. We could be face to face. But hey, for another time. Hey, before we talk about the inflation situation, I want to talk a little basketball because I know you love sports as much as I do.
I do.
And particularly Enes Kanter, who is really a bit of an unsung hero here. I mean, here is an NBA player who is Swiss-born. He's not even American-born, okay? And he's playing with the NBA, and he's going, wait a minute, China owns our tennis shoes. They're keeping all the players quiet here. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they're using incarcerated, oppressed Uyghurs, slave labor, you know, ironic of all things, because here we have all these black players claiming Black Lives Matter and, you know, about slavery and everything like that, and how ironic. And he's calling the NBA out for their duplicitous and hypocritical manner on this whole issue. And the NBA is quiet. LeBron, who, remember, kind of spoke out of turn and found out real quick that he better get back in line or, you know, a lot of zeros on his check would be missing very quickly. And this is what they do. They have compelled everybody. But Enes, even though he gets, I think he gets something like $17 million plus a year, he doesn't care. But he's for principle. And you've got to love this man's courage, and what an example he is. And we're not even talking a fellow American here, Rick.
Yeah, it's really good to see somebody exhibiting American values, or the value of freedom first and foremost, even if they aren't a native. Sometimes the people who appreciate what America is are people who aren't born here and haven't been educated here to be told that America isn't that. And that the values that we hold dear are evil and corrupt. Kanter is risking his career. He's being threatened by the NBA.
He's only played like three games so far, you know,
right.
Or played in three games. Yeah. Because
he's not he gets paid a lot of money, but he's not a guy who's, superstar who has the freedom like LeBron to say whatever he wants to say because, you know, he's LeBron. Mm-hmm. But he has done what few can do. He has brought this issue to the head. He has forced the NBA to start dealing with the real slavery issue that they are part of. I mean, they're partners with China.
Yes.
Their partners, their training camps, they've got an NBA training camp in China that is part of the slave system.
Yes.
So they are slavers, the NBA is. Mm-hmm. And Enes Kanter is doing more to bring attention to that, mm-hmm. and is doing more to push at least some kind of awareness going into the Winter Olympics about the evil that is China and the slaving in China.
Mm-hmm.
He's pushing that right now through the sports community at a time when they're about to have Winter Olympics that's going to celebrate China.
Mm-hmm.
And legitimize China.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. ESPN, if you remember, ESPN literally is a partner, ABC, which is Disney, mm-hmm. Is a partner with China. And when ESPN was reporting on the shoe controversy with LeBron,
mm-hmm.
and they had a map up of China, ESPN put Taiwan as part of China.
Yeah.
Because China drew the map for ESPN, drew the map for NBC, for ABC News, drew the map for Disney, because they're tied in with a market, a billion-person market that they're trying, that is getting into that market is more important than the freedom issues that that matter in this market. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Enes Kanter's taking on a massive, massive, powerful constituency, and
I love, you know, his shoes. How do you have a 51 shoe size? I mean, is that European style size?
It must be European.
Yeah, I'm going 51. I mean, because I think even Shaquille O'Neal's was like 22 or 23.
Yeah, he was.
If I remember correctly. So 51. Yeah.
Bozo the Clown doesn't have a 51 shoe size.
Well, I'm just going to say, this is what they're saying, 51. But regardless, I mean,
he's European.
Well, he's got a big shoe, and that's a big billboard to put all kinds of messages, and that's what he's been doing, you know, calling them for their slave labor and calling them to, as you say, boycott the Olympics.
And if New Balance, which is made in America, by the way, up in mm-hmm. Maine and Massachusetts, if New Balance hasn't already, if somebody's listening who works for New Balance, they need to give Enes Kanter a shoe deal.
You think so? Yes.
Because you know, it's nothing like having a nice made-in-America shoe.
Right.
That can become, and they'll sell a lot of shoes if they do. Mm-hmm. So rather than having the standard Nike deal.
Yeah, is this gonna have an impact on Nike's deal? I mean, here Nike is the one that sided with Kaepernick, and you know, supposedly, I mean, not supposedly, they paid him a lot of money, but here they are, rather quiet in this particular situation, because you know, the egg is on both pairs of shoes here.
Well, yeah, and here's the challenge. I'll just in the shoe business, and this is a little bit inside baseball, but. The guy who runs Under Armour was you think these guys own their own company, right? He's the head of the company. He started it. He was actually on the Trump economic team, and that didn't mean he was supporting Trump. It meant he was part of the guy, one of the business leaders, who was participating in terms of trying to help Trump see business, what was happening with business mm-hmm. in terms of the economy. And Steph Curry from the Warriors is the major client of Under Armour, is their kind of their go-to guy. He's their Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. And he said, if you're involved with Trump, I'm dropping the brand. And the power that the athletes have, and the guy who owned Under Armour, the guy who's a billionaire because he developed a brand,
mm-hmm.
said, I can't afford to lose my Steph Curry, so he bailed on the Trump thing. That's how much power these athletes have. And Enes Kanter is might be a guy who turns that around in terms of at least the relationship with China.
Well, maybe Steph Curry might buy everybody's Thanksgiving dinner, because the guy that he got is in the White House, and a lot of people are going on the slim pickings for Thanksgiving this year, regardless of what the White House says, that supposedly the Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost us 16 cents. I think that 16 cents left the building many inflationary weeks ago. What do you think?
I give money to help people pay for their Thanksgiving meal, and it ain't 16 cents.
No, not at all. But maybe Steph Curry might pitch in. Just saying. I mean, after all, right? He doesn't believe in Trump. But anyway, more from Rick after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Radio continues to be an effective way to reach people in areas that might not have heard the gospel before. But the Tide Ministry also uses other creative means to spread the good news. In Pakistan, where 98% of the residents are non-Christian, staff on the ground promote and upload the regular radio broadcasts through WhatsApp for distribution to listeners who have access to the internet. The Tide Ministry has also started a Middle East children's program, which uses attention-catching puppet shows to provide a creative forum to answer any questions and to break down barriers for children in the Middle East to come to Jesus as Savior. As unconventional as these methods might seem, our goal is to spread the love of Christ to all people around the world, no matter the avenue. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is creatively sharing the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide through media and partnerships, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Just putting a wrap on you know, what we were talking about with the NBA and this young man from Boston. I mean, what a hero, what an example to the rest of us. And really, you know, when you think about where America is at, Rick Manning, we set ourselves up. Oh, by the way, let me clarify something real quick for everybody, because the size 51 shoe, that's the European equivalent. U.S., that's like 16 and a half. So a little bit smaller than Shaquille's, because I think Shaquille was around 22. But that's where it is right now. But anyway, I was just going to say that for Enos Kanter and all that's being demonstrated here, is it really... It really opens up America's vulnerability for our consumeristic perspective. I mean, it becomes all about the money. Well, if you want it to be all about the money, well, at what price? Well, you know, ethics doesn't matter, abortion doesn't matter, all these moral issues, they don't matter because it's all about the money. And here we are, we're now being consumed by the very money that we've been lusting after. And those power brokers who control all those monetary digital coins and everything else that operates our economy these days, like the Vanguards and BlackRock's and State Streets and these other investment firms, they truly are the power brokers, aren't they?
Yeah, they exert a tremendous amount of power, and they are converting America's corporate boardrooms by utilizing, you know, shareholders. If you're a shareholder, you know, chances are if you own Vanguard, for instance, you're not getting they're voting your shares of the stock that they buy, and they're voting them against your own interest if you're a conservative. They're voting them against your interest if you want actually to have profit to be a driver in terms of determinations, because they're voting them based on stakeholder interest, which means the BLMs of the world, versus shareholder interest, which means we want to make a profit. Mm-hmm. And the China thing kind of goes in reverse on that, because you know there is, you know, they do use slave labor, they know they use slave labor, right. But the fact of the matter is there is no actual advantage to manufacturing your shoes in China. You can manufacture them in India, but they get the same labor costs. You can manufacture them in Central America and have a cat, and because of the Central America Free Trade Agreement, get exactly the same trade treatment as they get out of China without any of the supply chain disruption. So there's absolutely no rationale for continuing to do this business in China, except for they want access to the Chinese market.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And so what I'm telling these companies when I meet with them is, okay, I understand you want to sell the Chinese market, but you also want to sell the American market. Mm-hmm. And so manufacture the shoes for the American market in North America. If you can't do it in the U.S., do it in Central America. Do it in Mexico, where you have lower labor costs.
Right.
But do it on this side of the ocean.
Right.
You know, if these manufacturers, and this is not what we're going to talk about, but if these manufacturers said, we're going to move supply chain to the North American continent, and they dedicated themselves to building factories in Central America, you know what we would solve? We would solve the underlying problem for why people are moving here illegally.
Right.
Because there would be jobs. There would be economic prosperity there.
Mm-hmm.
They would stop hollowing out those countries and having all the young men come here from those countries and leaving their workforce, you know, a lot of their workforce moving here so they don't have the capacity to build. That's the genius of moving the supply chain. And these companies, these multinationals, have to understand that as long as they're dependent upon China for actually building, making the stuff, they have to operate under China's rules.
Yeah, exactly.
And they can be cut off because China says, we're not going to allow you to do, we're only going to allow you to make so many shoes, and we're only going to allow you to make so much of this.
Right.
At which point, their profitability, short-term profitability that they were banking on, goes away because they haven't diversified. Every one of those Vanguards and those guys say, diversify your portfolio. Well, what I say to them is, diversify your supply chain, because when you're China dependent, you are putting all your eggs in one basket, and that basket, it has a lot of holes in it, and you will pay a really grievous financial price for doing that.
Well, so, they've been paying it already, Rick. And the thing is about it is that, look at, you know, the Chinese don't have, all right, there isn't a Chinese version of LeBron James or Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods. And so what they've done is they've hijacked these assets. They've brought it into their portfolio and they're controlling this. And, you know, and you would think, you know, from a business standpoint, if you step back a moment and say, wait a minute, we're selling out our own equity, you know, for what? For the hope of a billion people. Well, what, you're going to get those billion people one way or another. I mean, because those kids over there, they're not, you know, who are they, what do they want? They want Michael Jordan shoes. They want Tiger Wu shoes. They're not going to.
One of the things in China, at least in basketball, you know, Yao Ming has a pretty good name there.
Right.
And so they have a domestic, somebody domestically to sell.
One guy.
Yeah, one guy. But remember, Nike built their brand around one guy, and that was Michael Jordan. We do have a, the fact of the matter is, the reason Enos Kanter matters is because he stood up to the LeBron James of the world who claimed, oh, I got educated and none of this stuff is true, when all he was doing is reading a script.
Exactly.
He didn't get educated at all. Enos Kanter
did get educated. He got re-educated. He got re-indoctrinated is what he got.
That's exactly right. But Enos Kanter has now made it okay for NBA players with a conscience to say no. And that, and athletes as a general, in general, with a conscience. Remember, the whole thing, where the NBA kind of got called out, was generated because the Chinese takeover of Hong Kong and the general manager of the Houston Rockets coming out and saying, supporting the Hong Kongers on Twitter.
Exactly.
And the guy, you know, the guy got, I'm not sure if he lost his job, but I think he did. Bottom line is, they shut everybody up about it in a big hurry because the NBA couldn't afford to have that scab opened up about their real profit in China and what it really the cost is.
It's so rich and ironic, Rick. Here we are. This country is questioning everything, our history, you know, slavery, reparate, all this stuff. And here it is, a Turkish young man. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's quite telling.
The same guys who are sitting there saying, you know, join the Marxist BLM movement immediately and became major spokespeople for that and legitimizers of that are the same guys who have been defenders of slavery in China and totally ignorant in terms of the freedom, the value, the benefits of freedom that have been that have benefited people from all racial backgrounds and have benefited them. Mm-hmm. But that's a, you know, be that as it may, the irony is shouldn't be lost on anybody, and I'm sure it isn't. And Enos Kanter now is helping point that out. And, you know, if you want to say something, if you want to do something to help Enos Kanter, buy his jersey. Go online and buy his jersey. He gets a piece of that.
Yes.
That's if he becomes like the number one jersey sale.
You imagine.
You know, that jump, that says something to the NBA about marketability.
Good idea.
So
no,
I love his jersey's made, but but that's the way to validate him is to go buy a jersey.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's a great idea. You know, we got about a minute and a half left in this segment. But this is really important, you know, that we talked about this because, you know, go figure. Enos Kanter has brought back the concept of critical thinking, you know, to America. Here's this Turkish young man, NBA basketball player with 16 and a half foot shoes. And, you know, bless his heart. And God bless him. I mean, he's a hero as far as I'm concerned. Well, I guess, hey, talking about inflation, you could probably typify the Biden administration's idea of inflation and their disconnect from it. You know, you could probably connect it with Jennifer Granholm and her response about the energy crisis. I mean, where she just cackled like Kamala Harris over the problem. That's what you're hearing out of the Biden administration when it comes to inflation. It's just like a sound of cackling.
Yeah, the bottom line with inflation and particularly energy inflation is it's what they're trying to do. Jen Psaki brought that up. They have no intention of solving that problem.
No.
It is what they want because they're trying to force people to renewables and out of fossil fuels. So energy inflation is by design.
Right.
And they should pay a political price for it. America needs to give them a force of
exactly.
a political price.
Well, as if renewables are ready to replace fossil fuels right now, 100%, I don't think so. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Thank you, Rick.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
What happens when the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, appears to have lied to Congress? That's what Americans are waking up to this morning. A whistleblower has released an internal email that was dated a day before Attorney General Merrick Garland appeared before Congress in sworn testimony. Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News.
He either didn't know, which is terrible, or he misled the committee when he came in front of us, and we need to have him back, plain and simple.
Jurors weighing charges against Kyle Rittenhouse continue Wednesday for a second day of deliberations in his trial. Last summer, protesters became rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and burned the city where Mr. Rittenhouse's father lives. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got Bill Pasco, yes, the Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. What all is happening there in Washington? As if nothing, but we know lots is. It only seems like nothing because it's like what they're talking about, is not connecting with the American people. I mean, they're making stories up here, and they're trying to take us to fantasy land while they run our government and run our country into the ground.
It's the storm before the storm, Bill.
Yes.
That's what's going on.
And
I'll tell you, the storm over the last couple of days has been this Washington Post ABC News poll that came out on Sunday.
That is
really a deep dive. It's very interesting. It shows that President Biden's approval ratings have absolutely tanked. In April, he was 52% positive, 42% negative. He had a plus 10 on his job approval rating. Now he's at 41 to 53. So
wow.
He's moved 22 points to the negative. That's more than one in five voters deciding I'm done with you.
And that's why an increasing number, Bill, if you look at this, I don't recall seeing a stat like this before about people saying, hey, we want this guy to resign, quit, go away. I mean, we're talking over 20% of people who are polled have that sentiment about Joe Biden right now. I don't recall ever seeing that, even under Donald Trump.
I've never seen pollsters ask that question.
Yeah, maybe that's why I am.
Itself.
Yeah.
They never felt a need to ask that question. They never thought that was enough of a discussion to be worthwhile. Let's test it and find out just what percentage of the population thinks this is a valid subject for discussion. But here's the problem. Kamala Harris's approval rating is 28%.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, if you get rid of the top guy, then you go to the next in line. The next in line has an even worse job approval rating.
Exactly. And supposedly there's not, you know, we got problems in Camelot there. I mean, we're hearing all kinds of reverberations and conflict going on that the vice president is none too happy. And, you know, I don't know who's going to end up under the bus, if it's going to be her or him or both of them before it's over.
Well, you're right. It appears that there is an ongoing campaign to just kneecap the vice president. You've now had several pieces. CNN had the longest takeout piece about 3 days ago over the weekend. They ran a piece that went into detail about the problems in the vice president's office. She's had a bad staff, but you know what? This is not news to her. She's had a bad staff in her Senate office. She had a bad staff when she was the Attorney General of California. So that's apparently she can't manage a staff. She can't pick good people and she can't run a staff the right way. And that's just the beginning of the discussion.
Well, the big question I have is how is she and Jill Biden getting along?
Well, you know, Joe Biden.
No, I'm talking about Joe. I'm talking Jill. I'm talking about Mrs. Biden. Because, when you have conflicts going on, boy, if you want to look for some bellwether indicator, you go to, go check out the First Lady, see what the reaction is. And, because in the past, you can get a real quick directional as to going there. Not so much with the Trumps. Melania was pretty well, close to her vest. She didn't put out a lot of indication. I think that there might be some indication here with Jill Biden that maybe we're overlooking.
I think you're right, and you know what? I'm going to have to start paying attention to that. I hadn't thought of that, Bill. Mm-hmm. So I have nothing valuable to contribute in answer to your suggestion, but I will start paying attention to Joe Biden because she has been at his side since the beginning of his political career, and much like Nancy Reagan, she looks fawningly upon her husband and is an internal protector.
Yes.
Of his political interests in a way that others aren't. You know, another one who comes to mind like that, obviously, when she was First Lady, was Hillary Clinton.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody knew in the Clinton White House, do not cross Hillary. And crossing the president was one thing.
Right.
You could get back in his good graces. It was much more difficult to get back in Hillary Clinton's good graces if she felt that you had crossed her.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was so extreme, according to Secret Service personnel post the Clinton administration, was they were told not to even look at Hillary. it's like, okay. It's like, if she's walking down, no, don't even look. Okay. She's walking by, eyes are down. It's like, oh, my gosh, give me a break. But, hey, we all have our own peculiarities, I guess, right?
I'm glad I never had to serve in the Clinton White House. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I'm right with you on that. Go ahead.
So the big thing this week is the House Democrats are going to try to pass the $1.75 trillion Build Back Socialist bill.
This is the one that got, not to be confused with the one that was already signed here earlier this week. This is the other one that started at $3.5 trillion that was actually, as they ran the numbers out, was more like somewhere between $5 and $6 trillion, right? So 1.75 probably is going to equate to, over $3 trillion after the day is done.
It's going to be about $4 trillion if you actually carry things out. Because we talked about this months ago, that one of the ways that they could shrink the size of the bill is just by saying, okay, we're not going to fund everything for 10 years. We'll fund it for 5 years, or we'll fund it for 3 years. And that's exactly what they've done. They're creating almost as many programs as they had originally intended to. So we're going to have universal pre-K, another 2 years of pre-kindergarten. We're not going to have, apparently, we're not going to have the 2 years of free community college on the other end. But we are going to have paid family leave. That came out. Joe Manchin insisted that that come out. It came out of the version of the bill that the White House favored. And then Nancy Pelosi said, oh, no, we have to put that back in to get the votes of the progressives in the House. So we've got 4 weeks of paid family leave back in there. And all they've done is they're going to create a whole bunch of programs and just fund them for a couple of years rather than fund them for a full 10 years. That's how they've shrunk the size of the program.
Now, the paid family leave, that was the one that Pete Buttigieg championed, right?
Absolutely.
He liked that.
He did. He's the poster child for that program.
Right. Exactly.
Now, remember, you had five so-called moderate Democrats, and let's be reasonable. They're not moderate by your definition or mine. They're liberal Democrats. They're just not crazy radical Democrats. So,
yeah, they're not in the AOC camp. That's for sure.
That's right. Exactly. So they're not in the AOC camp, and that means that relatively speaking, you could call them moderate. So you got five of them who said, you know what, we can't vote on a bill that doesn't have a score from the Congressional Budget Office. We have no idea what this bill is going to do to our economy over the next several years. And we're just not comfortable voting for it until we get a score back. And the progressives said, okay, we will agree to delay the vote as long as you agree that we're voting the week of November 15th, come hell or high water. And we'll give you a couple more weeks. So that was a couple weeks ago. So the Congressional Budget Office has said that they're going to release their numbers on Friday. We don't know if it's Friday morning or Friday afternoon or Friday evening. But sometime Friday, the Congressional Budget Office will have completed its work analyzing this bill. They've already begun to release in dribs and drabs their analysis of individual sections of the bill. And one very interesting thing is, you know, one of the things that the Biden administration very much wants to do is they want to give the IRS $80 billion so they can double the size of the IRS agent task force. I mean, they literally want to double the size of the IRS so that they can go after what they call tax avoidance, which is people who owe taxes but they haven't paid it. They think, the White House says, that if you allow us to spend $80 billion to increase the size of the IRS and go after tax cheats, we will turn that into $400 billion of new revenues that are owed to us but we're not collecting. $400 billion.
Well, why don't you just do your job in the first place? And if you did your job as an IRS agent and as an organization, I mean, it's like, you know, they haven't even proved competent at this level. But no, we're going to give them more money to see if they can demonstrate how more incompetent they are after $80 billion, right?
Well, and CBO says not 400, try 120 billion. That's all they think it'll raise. So there's a $280 billion difference between what the White House says it'll do and what the CBO says it'll do. That's going to be a problem for the so-called moderate Democrats in the House.
And all this started that we were told that we weren't going to have to pay one red cent for this, right? It was going to be absolutely free.
That's right. It's free. There's no
go figure. Bill Pascoe, we got to leave it there. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Foam 170 degrees, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop.
Gingerbread on the side.
He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available rate law. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. With guidelines and regulations changing by the week, one thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Clock 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, how you doing? Hanging in there? We've got Chris Chmielinski coming up, Numbers USA Deputy Director. He'll be talking about the layout of immigration provisions in the President's Build Back Better plan. I mean, this whole Build Back Better, it galls me. Every time I hear him talk about Build Back Better. Build Back Better like what? I mean, that is so unspecific. And based on the comparison of what we experienced under Trump and what we're experiencing under Joe Biden, it's no wonder that his numbers are in the tank. Chris joins us now. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me again.
Well, good to have you here. The other thing about Build Back Better, I keep trying to remind everybody, you got to think about where this came from. I mean, this wasn't an original thought from Joe Biden. I don't know when Joe Biden ever had an original thought. I mean, for all the plagiarism that he's been known for, the Build Back Better is from the World Economic Forum, and you got to think about what the mindset and the worldview of the World Economic Forum is all about. I mean, they are marching everybody in lockstep toward a one-world government, and our president is selling the United States of America out. And forget about this idea that, you know, he made a vow to protect our country, its citizens, from enemies, foreign and domestic, and to defend the Constitution. I don't know if his fingers were crossed or maybe he had a senior moment or whatever else that may have blinded him and stunted his thinking and his mentality in such a way that he made a vow that he knew in his heart of hearts he could not keep, because it doesn't. The World Economic Forum and the Build Back Better concept does not line up with the Constitution of the United States. That's just the flat-out truth, Chris.
Yeah. And I think with this plan too, you know, a lot of the items that are in this, excluding the immigration provisions, he was pretty clear during the campaign what he wanted to do on immigration, and they've managed to shove all that into Build Back Better. But, you know, a lot of these things, not even the majority, I think, of the Democratic Party are really behind a lot of these issues. You know,
they weren't even in it. Yeah, they weren't even in it in the primary. I mean, only 30% interest was all they could get during the primaries with their own people. And so 70% of their own party said, get it out of here. And so now they're shoving it down everybody's throat, and they're kind of appalled in a sense. And their attitude is, you see, this is why they don't know it, but they need us because they're a bunch of idiots, and they're talking about us, you and me, that we don't know better, that we can't take care of ourselves, and us, the minions, are so fortunate that they are in leadership right now. Otherwise, we'd be to hell in a handbasket. I mean, that really is their purview, isn't it?
Yeah, and to a certain extent, you got to give a little bit of credit to the Democratic leadership for keeping all these folks in line, because, you know, it is the big tent party. I'm not gonna deny them on that.
What do they do?
A lot of different factions that don't support this, and yet they've managed to keep them all in lockstep.
Well, some are starting to, you know, feel uncomfortable. You had a conversion yesterday. A Texas congressman says, "Now I'm turning Republican," and there's a struggle happening. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, and as you said, they've kept him fairly lockstep, but they're getting more and more uncomfortable because it just defies logic and reason. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, how do you defend this? I mean, it kind of reminds me of there was a town hall meeting, and there was a black gal talking to the president of the United States, Barack Obama, at the time. And she was kind of frustrated. She says, you know, I'm just getting tired of defending you. You know, and that was a very honest response. He kind of chuckled over it, but but I don't think it hurt his feelings. He just said, well, you know, it because like everything that's with the Democratic Party, you just haven't seen it yet. It's there. You know, we just need more trillions of dollars. We have just need more time. If you'll just give us more time and more trillions of dollars, we'll prove to you that, climate change is a real devastating problem. It's going to come. I mean, it's like those people that say, you know, that want to predict that Jesus is coming back at a certain time, and it doesn't happen at a certain time. Well, if you just give me a little bit, well, you know, I may have misread it, the whole deal, but just give me a little bit more time, and, you know, they move the goalpost. That's what this reminds me of.
Yeah, and it really is. And what's shocking to me is that you have, I mean, the Senate doesn't even have an agreement. It sounds like the House may actually vote on this as soon as tomorrow. They're going to definitely vote on it before the Thanksgiving break. We don't know if it's going to pass or not. In all likelihood, it's going to pass. That's at least what moderates are signaling, despite the CBO reports. But Pelosi's already said we're not breaking for Thanksgiving until we vote on this thing. And now, you know, again, reports this morning are indicating that she would love to have this thing voted on tomorrow and probably get out of town as soon as possible.
She's got ice cream waiting for her in San Francisco.
Yeah. So they can escape Dodge. But you know, I just go back to these moderate Democrats with the immigration provisions and some of the tax provisions, some of the other provisions that are in there. You know, the Senate hasn't agreed on all these provisions. Yeah. Why? I just find it so bizarre that they're willing to go out on a limb and vote on this thing, and in all likelihood vote in favor of it, when it may not even be what ends up passing at the end of the day.
They've still got to wrangle the deal. It's like this last deal that they got, and the reason they were able to get some Republicans over is that, hey, you know, we got a couple extra bridges we can give you. We've got special trinkets that'll, you know, be good for you, and you got your reelection coming up, and this is going to be a big win for you, yada yada. So they get them, you know, to sell their souls for something that they know. I mean, it's not even 50% of infrastructure. It's only, you know, about 20% if you round the numbers up.
So 80% is all just political favors and what have you. It has nothing to do with infrastructure. And people want to believe, oh, this is great infrastructure. Really? I mean, this is typical government economic waste that's taking place at our expense. And we continue to reelect them and think, oh, well, you know, hey, they were a big champion of the cause. They got us this special bridge, or they got us a speed rail or whatever. And we think all honor and glory for them. But they sold their soul and ours in the process in order to get it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And selling the American people down the creek. I mean, when you're talking about bringing in a whole bunch of more foreign workers, and now we have the tax policy center comes out and says that people under 400,000 will see taxes increase.
Of course.
You know, changes the child tax credit.
I hate to tell you, you're kind of already seeing. Yeah, I hate to tell you, but you're kind of already seeing it in a way at the gas tank and inflation.
Oh, absolutely.
Call it what you want.
Store everywhere, right?
Exactly. So it's just, you know, this is all a joke, and the president who sits there with a straight face and still wants to tell you that it's not going to cost you anything. You're not going to pay one dime for it. Really? I mean, how delusional do you think that we are? But, you know, this is what is really upsetting people, and this is why his polling numbers are in the tank. He's lost all credibility. And, you know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, they're hanging their hat on. Yeah, there are a couple of policies that are in this proposal that poll favorably. But, you know, they're focusing on those. Those two or three provisions.
Well, of course.
And they're ignoring the other 2,500 pages that are in this thing. So
exactly. And as you say, the immigration provisions, I mean, it's what they all raised their hands for. But I don't think the American people were thinking that we were going to have the incredible numbers of migrants coming into our country. And we've got thousands more heading to our southern border once again. And what does Kamala Harris do? I'm in Paris. I got other things to do, and she's fussing because her office isn't nice enough, and they got problems there in River City, and Camelot's in a mess. But what will happen will happen there, and figure that out, and you know, and whether or not Joe Biden, you know, they tried to get an answer if Joe Biden would endorse her. We're talking Kamala Harris for 2024 and 2028, and I don't think Jen Psaki had a real clear answer, or even an answer that would give you any kind of surety that Biden, you know, appreciates the great work that the vice president is doing on behalf of the American people and his administration.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's, again, you know, you started to bring it up. She's in charge of she's in charge of fixing the border crisis. And all we've seen is the increased border apprehension since she's taken over the border situation. So here you go. You've got a record-setting border surge going on right now along the U.S.-Mexico border, and they want to encourage more illegal immigration by adding an amnesty to build back better.
Exactly.
And there's zero provision to do anything to address the border surge, and you've seen some concerns coming from Democrats. You know, Joe Manchin was on Fox News about a week and a half ago and said, yeah, I'm not going to vote for amnesty unless it's also paired with border security funding. Well, guess what? There's no border security funding in at least the House version.
Right.
Democrats will allow it in the Senate version.
It's all a joke anyway, Chris. I mean, they said this back in 93, the last time we went through all this stuff, right? Oh, it'll never happen again. We're going to do all this great stuff and everything. Well, they're not even being held accountable to the standard that they, you know, that they accepted and they signed on in 93. And now they're rewriting everything all over again. But we can't talk about that. No, we can't talk about it. We're going to talk about, you know, supposedly, you know, they keep bringing that stupid number of 11 million illegal immigrants in the country. That 11 million left the building a long time ago. I mean, we're looking at about 25, 30 million. I mean, let's get to real numbers here. But, you know, Mayorkas, he has no clue when they ask him about real numbers. It kind of feels like 10,000. I don't know. You know, I mean, it's like, come on.
Yeah. That number is, you know, we usually stick to the government data because it's, you know, it's one less thing you have to argue over. But let's be honest, that number hasn't been updated in close to a decade now.
What government numbers can you count on? Whether you're talking about COVID, you're talking about immigration, talking about IRS. I mean, come on, they're fast and loose at their convenience, and they think we're idiots. It's unbelievable. Chris Chmielewski, Numbers USA Deputy Director. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the time. Take care. Have a great
day.
Again. You got
you
it.
Too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago.